there's a belter to start you off on a Wednesday morning. That'll get you over a hump day, I tell you.
He goes actually, it's spare at the end there, don't he? It's
That's me favourite Robbie Williams song. That'd be a great song to have as your sort of, you know, your walkout song on something or your entrance song
the end
or whatever,
of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it sounds like all the musical instruments are just getting put into a bag and thrown down the stairs. It's good, like.
Yeah. Robbie Williams, let me entertain you to start us off on this Wednesday, 11th of March. How you doing, folks? Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you. Hopefully you're in good form. What is it? 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Fester's been on. Sent us a little link to something. We can't check it out on this one. I'll have to do that on the actual phone or something. You know the way people send you links?
Yeah.
And for some reason, it doesn't come up as
a link. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean,
on
yeah.
This one. But anyway, Fester, appreciate that. Thank you for that. Morning to you, sir. Also, who have you got here as well? Have you got it now? Have you got it? There you go. Have you done your thing?
Have it now.
Right, you're on it. Also, who is saying this? Garrett in Limerick is wondering what happened to the basket of Easter eggs. I'd say are they in your tummy or have they been distributed?
They may have been... No, they're in a basket, so it's got me out of all my Easter shopping, sure.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to be happening there.
We've established I was extremely low on the priority list there, Gareth, just to let you know.
Oh, no, you weren't. There was loads of people on it. And then I just decided, what am I doing? I'm going to have to give all these away now and then go and buy more.
Yeah.
No. So I took the selfish route and that was the end of it. Do you know what he was sending us there in that link? Black Sabbath. Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath admits that they once auditioned Michael Bolton to be the singer for Black Sabbath.
There you go. There's something you can take with you now. Gives him even... You couldn't have loved him even more, could you?
Imagine. Hey, imagine Paranoid with him singing.
How am I supposed... Yeah. Black Sabbath
finished with my woman cause she wouldn't help me with my life. That's the idea. That would be mental, wouldn't it?
Michael Bolton, it could have been a very different band.
Very different band. Jeepers.
Mind you, he was, before he became a crooner, he was a proper rocker, wasn't he? That's where the mullet and everything came from, wasn't it?
Was he?
I thought he was meant to be, and he decided, I can't make any money out of this. I know what I'll do. I'll sell out.
Yeah.
And I'll start singing, how am I supposed to live without you?
Is that selling out, though? Obviously, the inner cheese ball was in him all the time. He probably sold out trying to do the rock thing. And
maybe.
Like
he
was, and when all of them were going, let's go do parties, and all the drugs were out and all the mad stuff, he was like, oh,
yeah.
Of a very early morning, you know, boys. You know, he was trying to sniggle out.
Yeah.
And then he realised, this isn't me, I'm a cheese ball. I just want to do cheese ball things and have fun.
Tell you what, make that your project. You can research that this morning. Was Michael Bolton originally a rocker? Or was his internal cheese ball always present?
Oh, I'd say it was always there. I bet you even if we find some early Michael Bolton rock, it'll be cheese ball rock.
Yeah.
Like he was probably like touring with...
Trying to be Whitesnake.
With Europe, yeah. Like, the final countdown. I bet you it'd be that sort of stuff.
Morning to JP, J.O. in the morning as well. Also, poor old Paddy thinks that he has the coronavirus. Because he's been drinking bottles of it and he feels like he's dying.
Oh,
I'm not sure it's quite the same thing.
It's a mutation. It's a mutation of the coronavirus.
There's Amanda on. There's Jurassic Greg in from a 9-mile walk with Ronnie the Labrador. Check that. I tell you, that's impressive. You wouldn't cover that sort of ground with your pet pooches, would you?
9 miles?
9 miles.
How long of a walk is that? I only do...
Nine miles long. I said that was in the intro.
I mean in time. I only do mine by time. I wouldn't know how long I'd be covering. I do like an hour and a half, an hour, whatever, something like that. But
right.
No, I don't know. 9 miles sounds very long. Should the poor old dogs be screaming to go home?
Come on, Jurassic Greg. You got to give us more information than that. Can you put it in a time frame for PJ?
Yes, please. Yeah. Nobody does distance these days, Jurassic Greg.
Mary the Dub, who's in a dark Cork this morning. Morning to you. Paddy Casey's been on. There's a happy Wednesday coming in from Daryl and the gang there. Who's that now? Somebody saying long time. I don't know what that is. Hang on a second. Let's find out who that is. Hello. Aaron. Aaron, morning to you. Stick your name on it, will you? Fairly hard to have to do all that research. And Margaret, good morning to you as well. Right. Get set for a few birthdays there. It's a weird bunch today now, PJ. I'm going to warn you in advance.
I prefer the weirder bunches. I get nowhere with people I know.
Yeah, there's a few.
I'll tell
who might that
Oddballs,
be?
Oddballs, yeah.
Men at Work, Down Under here at Classic Hits, 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. Thank you for all the WhatsApps. Even if we didn't get give you a shout out, we get them all. We appreciate them all. You're very good. I'm sure we'll get through them all as the morning goes on. But we've got to do the birthdays, as always, around about this time. Now, I did say it's a sort of a weird bunch for you, PJ, right?
You did, but yeah.
At least the first two. The first two are solid for you, right?
Okay.
One of them in particular I know you're a big fan of.
All right, all right.
There's a particular movie that he appeared in, which I know you find one of the funniest things that you've ever seen.
Okay, this is going well.
I'm talking about General Lunatic... Johnny Knoxville.
Ah, oh, Johnny Knoxville, yeah. I was a big fan of Johnny Knoxville. I always was.
Was it Bad Grandpa? No, not Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, he, well...
What? No, what was it Bad Grandpa you always go on about? Basically, the sharting incident.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen anything so funny in my life. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anything so funny in my life. Like,
did you say that part of that was filmed sort of... Not hidden camera, but...
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's sort of like... don't tell people in the actual...
No, it's a hidden camera show, essentially. But there's scenes, there's normal movie scenes.
Yeah.
But then all the incidental scenes that you'd see in any movie are done hidden camera style. And my God,
so they're genuine people who happen to be in restaurants or whatever.
Yeah. So when he's going over the wall, people are just sitting there having their dinner, like...
Oh, my God.
They have no idea what's going on. And he gets thrown through the windows and just... It's juvenile, but I laughed so much. It's a great movie.
Oh my God.
Ah, he is just the greatest person ever. He had decided to celebrate and embrace stupidity for his career.
I mean,
and
yeah,
it's been wonderful.
Jackass is the original, isn't it? Jackass is the original kind
and
of.
And there's another one of them being made.
Is there?
And I'd say those lads are near in their 50s now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and there's another Jackass, yeah, in the works.
That's mad. Oh, imagine wanting to put your body through that. I mean, it's one thing to be a sportsman and get injuries.
Oh.
It's another thing to be just mad.
It's brilliant, though. Dedicated to the pointless. You see, when he met the little kid, remember he got the little kid to kick him in the nads?
Yeah.
And he met him as an adult. You know, because he's grown up now.
Yeah.
And they shook hands and he says, "How's it going? Not so bad." And he kicked him in the nads again. Oh, yeah, it was great, Greg.
Right,
brilliant.
So what are you going to go for then? Johnny Knoxville, probably the strongest one you have today.
Yeah, he's not far off me. He's 49.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
good stuff. Right, next one for you, which should be pretty strong as well, because it would have been, to be fair, it's not that long ago, really. Didier Drogba.
Drogba, who saved a nation.
Yeah.
Literal peacemaker. How that man didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
And I'm not even messing.
No, this is a genuine thing not on Netflix, on them.
Oh, it's on Copa 90 made right, this show about it. But I had no idea until I watched this show. He stopped a war.
Yeah.
He stopped a war. The man stopped. It's absolutely incredible. If you can watch this,
isn't it? The man who.
I think it is called The Player Who Stopped a War or something like that.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, Didier Drogba, if you haven't seen it, which most people, I think, haven't, or if you don't know the story, you have to watch what he did. Like, bringing the Muslim and the Christian communities of the Ivory Coast in the middle of a war, and he had the home game transferred into the Muslim area, which had never, ever happened before, against the advice of the government.
Yeah.
Then he wins in the World Cup, and instead of celebrating on the pitch, he has all the players get down on their knees in the dressing room, straight away, and begged their government to stop fighting, and they did.
Incredible!
It's literally incredible. It's some of the most incredible stories you'll ever see.
Right, so check that one out.
Didier Drogba, and he's still not that old.
No.
Is he even in his 50s?
Well, the thing about it is now, the last I heard of him, right, he was in Galatasaray. I don't know how long ago that was or what he was doing there. To be fair, I mean, he was a fine specimen of a man.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
So, what are you going to go for?
52.
No, 42.
For fart off life almighty jeepers. Only 42?
He's only 42, yeah.
Wow.
It's not long Elvis. But now, here's where it gets a bit less, you know. Like, your next one is Shane Ritchie.
Oh, Shane Ritchie's brilliant.
Yeah. Alfie Moon in EastEnders. He was actually in, apparently he played Arthur Daly's nephew. In a remake of Minder.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. Yeah. I
and
saw
of course
that.
He started, didn't he? Isn't he one of those ones that started as a yellow coat or a red coat?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. You can see it. You can smell it off him.
Yeah.
He's another cheese ball. Yeah. But he's a very nice fella. Do you remember he was in here with Cat?
That's right. And I don't think I interviewed him.
Oh, did you not?
Did I interview him?
I thought it was you.
No, it wasn't me. I don't think it was me.
But they were great. They were really good crack, yeah.
Actually, they were filming that series up around there. They were using literally on the main street in Realmwood.
The EastEnders spin-off.
Yeah, they were
which
using
which is now
them.
On Netflix.
They were using the... Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Check it out.
Yeah, yeah, it went on Netflix to East.
They used the Garda station and everything. It's almost...
It's Ireland brilliant. They filmed up our way. Mm. Used the Garda station and everything.
Yeah. I'll have a look at that now.
Yeah, I knew someone else that was working on it. She said the locals were like pulling out deck chairs just to watch them filming and everything for the day.
But sometimes there's not a lot going on up Airway, right?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, they pull up deck chairs when I drive into the village.
So oh, God. But I'm going to say he's in his 50s
he
now.
He is in his 50s. Safe with that.
But he's early doors, 51.
56.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, 56. Looks well enough.
Looks very well.
Right, this one. What about this? Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, the old crow, yeah. Mm. Mr. Media Man himself.
Which, he's Sky, is he?
And all the tabloids, isn't he?
Right. Is he
the... And, yeah.
So there was Murdoch and there was Maxwell, was there? Were they the two sort of...
Well, Maxwell was more... He didn't
own
anything.
Lad, who's the lad that effectively put together... put the thing that was on the television recently? The big... bear with me on this. There was a big sort of expose about the news guy.
Huh?
That put together Fox News. Right?
So, yeah.
I remember he was done for sexual harassment and everything and all right. that. Russell Crowe played him in the... in the series.
Jeez, I don't know.
But was Murdoch his boss?
I don't know. You have me lost now.
I think he was.
You're the one that saw the programme.
I know, and I can't remember your man's flipping name.
God, I haven't got a clue now. Unfortunately, I can't help you out there.
Okay.
Panic not, but Rupert Murdoch is, he'd be like...
He's certainly not a young man.
Yeah, yeah, he's like 81.
89.
Oh my goodness.
This says he's married to Jerry Hall now. Like, as in Jagger's Jerry Hall.
Yeah, and they say money means nothing, you know. Romance is dead and all.
Right, 89 for Rupert Murdoch. And then the last one is, this is the curveball for you, right? Because I don't even know if you'd know who this guy is. But Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Hold on, I do know who this fella is.
He's celebrating his birthday today.
He's the mad posh lad.
He is the mad posh lad. The interior designer.
That's right, sure. I was on the 6 o'clock show with him.
No way!
Yeah!
Oh, fantastic.
I met him, yeah.
Oh, well then.
I've had a chat with him. He's a very nice
your
fella.
Mates.
Oh, yeah, he's a very nice fella.
That isn't it, I tell you, of all of the potential bedfellows, you and Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen are two of the strangest, buddy.
Funny you thought we were swapping DIY show tips and everything.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, yeah, he's a very nice
fashion
fella.
Fashion tips as well, I'd say. That
well, not quite, yeah. Mad, when he came in, I didn't know who he was, like. And he had...
You know, he does love a flowery shirt.
He had a big flowery shirt. And like, he was dressed like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
To be honest. He was dressed like Sherlock. He had a pocket watch and all. And this, you know, his bouffant of hair and everything. I was like, who is this fella? I thought he was someone from a theatre or something.
Yeah. He kind of he fell off the screen a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he was huge in that changing rooms time. That show was on. And now you don't see much of him anymore,
but I think he's doing it again. He told me he was doing it again.
How long ago was that?
That's like 6 months, not even.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he's primed for a comeback.
Maybe he didn't say that. Maybe he said he's doing something else. I don't know, he's writing a book or something. Oh, I can't remember. Getting his hair cut, maybe.
That was probably it, yeah.
Very nice fella, though. I'd say he's about 54, is he?
Oh, very close, 55.
Ah.
55. Not bad, not bad. At least you got one this morning.
Yeah, I met his son was with him as well.
And?
He's tagging along, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a significance to that part
of
the anecdote?
No, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Classic hits. And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks a million, Tara. 6:32. How are you today? Happy hump day and all
happy
that. Carry
hump
on.
Day, yeah. Thank God it's hump day.
What's the story? Come here, tell us what is. You were talking yesterday about somebody predicting snow and all that rubbish.
Uh-huh. Did you not just hear my news bulletin or my weather bulletin?
Well, no, I ignored that.
Yeah, we were hanging on my every word.
You were looking at the horses. Lovely. Okay. Yeah, snow on higher ground today. It's turning very wintry from this evening, apparently, for the next few days.
God almighty.
Do we not always have awful weather in the run-up to Patrick's Day and on Patrick's Day? It's always freezing.
I know, it's been such a smell bag of a year so
it
far.
Has,
jeepers,
actually.
Where everybody's looking for a break from something.
I know.
You know
and
what
instead
mean?
We have COVID-19 and crap weather.
Yeah, I know.
Mind you, you're secretly delighted with the prospect of snow, Tara. Don't be trying to pretend otherwise.
No, this is awful weather. Let it snow and then I'm happy. But the whole build-up of, you know, wet, miserable, cold, damp, sleet. Don't like any of that.
Right. Yeah.
None of that, please.
Oh, it's going to be a pox, isn't it?
It is going to be a pox.
Yeah, it's going to be a pox.
Waking up happy. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Bad day from Daniel Pouser. Which seems to be, certainly weather-wise, the appropriate song for what lies ahead. Anyway, yep. It's almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. A few bits and pieces. Thank you to, let me see, is there a name on this one? Because, you know, I was struggling to try and get that name of the whole kind of Rupert Murdoch thing and all
that. Oh, yeah.
Roger Ailes was the name of your man who created Fox News.
Oh,
turned out
right,
to be a really
okay,
nasty
yeah.
character.
No, I haven't seen the show. Is the TV show good about all
very
that?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dan hooked me up with the name on that. I've forgotten completely about it. Yeah, very good.
Is it, yeah?
Very
yeah.
good. And in fact, there's a full-blown movie, okay, about it, and there's an actual sort of like Skies, whatever it was, miniseries or whatever you want to call it.
Very good. What's, yeah. the, what's it called? Don't know.
The Loudest Voice.
All right.
The Loudest Voice.
I'll be nicking that, so. I mean, I'll be watching that. I'll be watching that.
Mm.
Completely legally, I shall be watching
of
that show.
Of course you will. Of course you
when
will.
When it becomes available in our region.
Dan 2.0, good morning to you. The Kiwi from Cove is in there as well. Morning to Thomas and Lucan. Somebody wondering about, Biffo was wondering if we'd any winners yesterday. We're going to find out with Magic Mike later on. Suffice to say no, but... But no, I think we may have gotten some money back. But I don't... Winners might be stretching it now. You're asking a bit much there. To be perfectly honest. Winners.
Well, no, I that would be hugely ambitious now to say yeah. the word winner anywhere near us at the moment.
There might potentially be a few bob coming back off things, but...
is there?
But I wouldn't...
I didn't even look at it yesterday. Now I was...
Yeah.
I was sort of leaving it to fate.
Nigel, my old mate Nigel in Newbridge, not a happy camper today. He was due to take the first years from the local school to the City Arsenal game tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's cancelled. Is it because of the coronavirus that it's cancelled?
I assume so.
I suppose that's why everything's getting cancelled.
Yeah.
Isn't it mad that Cheltenham is still on the way it is? Like, why they don't have it behind closed doors? Like, it literally affects nobody. The horses don't really mind if the crowd isn't there.
No, it's just about the money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Money through the gates and
I know.
The bookies, obviously.
It's mad, though. We're going to have,
mind you, you could still... I mean, the bookies would still make their money off, you know, off
yeah.
track, I suppose.
But we're going to have 20,000 mad sneezing, coughing, feverish maniacs coming back now.
Mad.
I don't know, when I saw the picture of the crowd yesterday, I have to say, I got a bit of a whoa.
As in, how large or how
small?
How
huge it was.
And that's down on other
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is mad. Mad that's sort of happening in
still
the current
going.
Environment. I was like, wow, that's...
It is a surprise. It really is a surprise. Anyway, Scylla's been on as well. Say, morning, lads. Glad that you played Down Under. I'm heading Down Under myself tomorrow to the Melbourne Grand Prix, no less.
Oh, very good.
And then on to Perth for my 50th birthday. Oh, well, look, early happy birthday to you, Scylla. Enjoy that.
And
I've never been to a Grand Prix. Have you been to a Grand Prix?
Never been to a Grand Prix, no. I hear the noise alone is supposed to be unbelievable.
Yeah. Also, big game Friday night at Turner's Cross for Antoinette. That's you lot, isn't it? You're going to Turner's
Bows,
Cross.
Yeah. I'm not going. I'm not going to anything anymore until all of this is over.
That's it.
Not going to a thing. I'm not even going to the gym or the matches or anything.
You're fully coroned up.
I am.
Pat the Plaster and Larbar checking in. And also somebody saying, lads, my Cheltenham betting was like my sex life. yesterday. 2 seconds. That's very good. John Heavey.
2 seconds. Right. 2 seconds. Yeah.
I like it. What else we got? That's it, really, I think. Sorry, one last one very quickly. Annette checking in from a bad, wet, windy morning in Tuam.
Oh, yeah. This is that's to be the order of the day, really.
I'm afraid so.
Order of the week.
I don't think it gets much better than that. Well, it does get better for you here. Apart from the belt, PJ Gallagher over there ranting and raving and doing his thing for the next few hours, Magic Mike is going to unveil a brand new Hitbit for 500 quid today.
That's out. Yes, of course he is, actually. Have you got him picked out and everything, mister? Yeah.
There he is, nodding away. That's the highlight of the day. Magical Mike will be here at about 10 to 8 to reveal a brand new Hitbit.
Definitely going to be Bon Jovi this time.
And also, we're going to be checking in with him just after 8 when we're doing our Cheltenham thing. We'll find out if we managed to salvage any few quid at all out of yesterday's efforts. And we'll be going with today's efforts.
Oh, my God.
As you can tell from the groans from my learned friend and colleague, not going great.
I have a feeling we didn't do much. I didn't follow it, but we'll see.
But anyway, so we'll have a few more. And remember, of course, when it comes to Cheltenham and all that sort of stuff, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. That's what it's all about. We're doing it for the NCBI, and a big thanks to Boyle Sports for coming on board with our charity bets. So that's ahead, a brand new Hitbit. And of course, obviously, after 7 o'clock, we'll be going in search of the Caped Crusader once again and trying to get somebody else into the draw, because this is winning week, PJ, isn't it?
Hopefully he's not suffering from the same levels of concussion he was yesterday. He didn't know where he was yesterday. God almighty, he was as lost.
It was very strange.
Yeah,
He gave out 3 clues to a place. Turned out there were 3 clues to 3 different places.
It wasn't even in, like, not even in the same
island.
Has
anybody checked that, man? He may have the thing, you know. He may be suffering from it.
Well, I don't even know. I don't think coronavirus even makes you that sick, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. So that's all ahead. So plenty going on. That's a little bit of our menu for you today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. John Cougar Mellencamp, Hurts So Good here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 12 minutes past 7. Big news today, of course, is a brand new Hitbit. Mike's going to reveal it before 8 o'clock this morning. But in the meantime, I may not have to worry about the Hitbit for much longer, because PJ claims that he's found me a new job.
What a great song.
I may be packing my bags. I may be out of here, is it?
I found it, Jim.
Excellent.
I found your dream job. You finally found a way.
Okay.
To get away from myself and Magical Michael over there.
Right.
I know that, I know you like Mike, but I know I can see sometimes there's, you know, there's a bit of an old distraction and a bit of a, you know, I sometimes catch Jim looking across the room, looking at me, thinking, what did I do wrong in my life sitting in this room with this
idiot? Not at all.
Idiot.
Not at all. That's me looking across thinking, wow, I can't believe I've managed to pin my colours to the coattails of that shooting star, that celebrity.
Certainly
god
is not. That, I saw that, him.
I tell you,
he's looking
amazing
at me thinking, what did I do? I had a good job years ago what brought him in?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Look, that, no, it's like, 30 years of broadcasting finally have brought me to this place.
Well, yes, I have.
I've made it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. And now, you can put your natural talent into a whole new field.
Really?
Yeah. Get going. You're moving to India.
India?
Border guard. You're going to be an Indian border guard. Why, says you?
Yeah.
You know, you're not mad.
You know, I know, don't know the language or anything.
Yeah, you'd be
barely
grand.
Know English.
They're really good at the old English over there.
Right.
And I know you've no military training, but you're going to fit right in. They need border guards to dress up as gorillas to scare off invading monkeys. Jim, you are literally made for this job.
Dressing up as a gorilla
to scare off monkeys. Apparently, a renegade gang of rampaging macaques have been trying to get across the border into India, and now border guards have had to dress up as gorillas to cross over, or to go down as far as the border as they can, to scare them back across the border. This booming primate population has reached crisis levels, so they can't have any more coming in. Some of them are attacking people. So you can see a short clip online of the men in ape costumes. Like, you wouldn't even need a costume. You just turn up and do your thing. And they can be seen coming through this door, and they go down this sort of hill.
I wouldn't need a costume.
No, not really.
To impersonate a gorilla.
No, they'd be there. Oh my God, this is serious now. This one's a silverback gorilla, they'd be going. The Indian lads are only dressed up and they look like standard panto gorillas. Right. If you did it, they'd be there. Oh my God, it's literally Lord Jimbo of the jungle, they'd be going. If there's a proper silverback head, there'd be a fella behind you playing a trumpet now. Lord, hail the king of the jungle.
Oh,
and all the macaques would be scarpering. It's amazing.
I do not have a silverback, right? There may be a little bit of forestation.
Whatever way you call it. The bum fluff back then. The bum fluff backed gorilla of India.
what was the name of the chief in Planet of the Apes and all? Like, what was the name of the main kind of ape guy?
It was Dr. Zaius, was the orangutan fella. Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember myself.
Anyway, you can see in this video the guards, they sort of slink down the high wall. And they have to keep in character, right? When they're doing it, to be convincing, with dragging their knuckles as they walk. Again, you wouldn't even have to act.
Do we have a HR? I'm getting abused here. I mean, what? Literally ridiculed on the radio here.
You are not. I'm telling you, you're naturally gifted.
I don't need a suit to impersonate a gorilla, and I drag me knuckles.
Yeah, you're naturally gifted. Yeah, it's made for you. Yeah. And then they all run back to Tibet from India across the border. There's a handful of macaques that are left. Now, here's the thing. There is a handful of macaques and they're like, oh, yeah, gorillas, yeah, whatever. They're, you know, as in all society, there's a renegade group. And they're not afraid of the Indian lads.
Yeah.
So they stay to fight. But if they saw Jimbo of the jungle coming, they would literally macaque themselves, is what they do. You know?
This is absolutely shocking.
They would. They'd be there. Oh, my God. It's the famous, great, Irish, abominable ape. They'd be saying, this is going to be amazing.
That's what my life has been leading to, is it? Impersonating a gorilla to frighten macaques.
You'd be very good at it. Like, you're very good. I'd miss you now.
Oh, great. Thanks very much. What would you just replace me with some other primate, would you?
No.
An orangutan.
Sure, where would you get one of them? You're a one of a kind. Abominable Jim.
Oh, my God.
Jim of the jungle, watch out for that snow. Jim of the jungle, macaque's gotta go. Tell you. Teams you at all.
This is disgraceful.
I learned the trumpet,
I'm
going to
report
you.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys and Quit Playing Games here at Classic Hits 7:21. Caesar was the name of the sort of leader of the...
I should have known that. I was so hugely into Planet of the Apes at the time.
Wasn't it?
The chimps, they were all sort of different.
Because somebody else is saying General Urko. Was that the sort of like...
Was he the head of the gorillas?
Gorilla? Yeah,
I think he was the head of the gorillas.
Yeah.
And Dr. Zaius was the orangutans, the sort of wise old orangutan.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to take on that role.
Now
everything about that.
Even I know that's a terrible idea. Yeah, you'd be General Urko, scaring all the macaques.
Staring the macaques, are you?
General Jimbo, I'm telling you, you'd be brilliant.
This is shocking abuse, this is.
What do you mean? Not one thing have I said isn't a compliment, do you?
Oh, really? Great. Fantastic.
You've been called nothing but naturally gifted. A naturally gifted primate.
Right. Good news is we're going to be getting off this shenanigans fairly soon because we're going to unveil a brand new Hitbit for you a bit later on. That'll put a stop to your gallop. 500 quid for you to win of a Wednesday.
500 quid, yeah, to win on the brand new, all new Hitbit. So we have to hear that.
Haven't even heard it yet.
Haven't got even a clang of it, not even one time yet. It's definitely going to be Bon Jovi this year.
Also, we're going to reveal the qualifier and the answer, of course, to where the Cape Crusader was. We're going to find out who's going to go into our draw for the big trip away on Friday. That's all to happen. And of course, more from Cheltenham as well. We'll find out how we got on yesterday. We don't have high hopes, particularly, of our winnings for NCBI yesterday.
No, I don't. I don't really think so. But we're going to have another stab at it. You know,
we're going to attempt to lose
from
more
the safety of Ireland. We're going to be doing the Cheltenham thing. I couldn't believe it when I saw the crowd pictures yesterday. I was kind of shocked. I knew it was happening, but when you see it with your own eyes, I was like, wow.
And you sit there thinking you're just looking at the germs. There
I'm too afraid
around.
To go to the gym. I can't go. You know, I don't know.
Right, so we'll do that as well. We'll see if we can get a few quid for NCBI. That's on the way after 8.
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
So the Cape Crusader once again on his travels. To where? That's the question. If you can guess where, maybe you can get your name in that draw. Be with us on Friday then when PJ and myself will make that winning phone call and somebody heads off for that amazing trip to Cape Town in South Africa. Right, so do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, let us hear it again.
Okay, here it is.
Yes! The great, 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 great Crusader back again. Where am I now? I can see a little boy with a finger stuck in a, I think it's a wall, or is it? Damn, I can't see. There are lots of canals here. And also, lovely smell of tulips.
Yeah, I think, well, we got a little bit confused there. We thought maybe the Cape Crusader had gotten another bang on the head.
Yeah,
and
but
crossed
it turns
overseas.
Out we were wrong this time.
We were wrong.
I had a vision of the wrong sort of statue, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we were thinking maybe it was a confusion of them.
The lad weighing in the
mannequin piss in Brussels.
Yeah,
but no, no.
No need for vulgarity.
That's the name of it. That's the actual name of it.
It wasn't. It was the reference to the Hans Christian Andersen story.
The little boy who put his hole in the wall and saved.
Put his hole in the wall.
Put his finger in the dike.
The little boy who put his hole in the wall. Wow, that's amazing.
I meant to say
Hans Christian Andersen story it was one of those where he prophesied about one day there will be holes in walls that give you money. He was a great man. What a writer he was.
I thought he put his finger in the hole in the wall.
In the dike.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
In the wall, yeah. Of the dike.
The wall of the
jeepers. He put his finger in the dike of the wall's hole, whatever it was. Jeepers, there you go.
Thankfully, people were less confused than we are, and
thankfully,
loads of people got it right.
And Jess Dillon in Limerick got it right as well. So well done, Jess Dillon. It is Holland or the Netherlands, I suppose, is the correct term to use.
Well, are we accepting that now? It didn't have to be specifically Amsterdam or whatever. It was just the Netherlands
in
general.
Yeah, we respect, generally speaking. Excellent. So there you go. So well done, Jess Dillon in Limerick. You are the last. Oh, you're the. You are our person in the draw today. My God, it's about time I shove a finger in my own hole.
Yeah.
Put me own hole.
If you could put something in that talkie hole
in your face for a minute, it would help. But you're our entry today. Two more days and one more day, actually. Tomorrow's your last day because we revealed the winner on Friday.
Yeah. So, Jess Dillon, a qualifier for us. Another chance to do it, of course, again later on with Niall Boylan.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
I can't believe you missed it.
I was
looking
at the thing.
Oh my God, you see. What are you doing? You're looking at your horses, are you?
I was not. I was looking at something else completely.
Anyway, before we get stuck into this, by the way, just once again, and for the final time, right, because we're still getting WhatsApps in about it, okay? People going, oh, I don't get the last one. What, the miraculous. What was that got to do with anything? Right, here it is, definitively, finally, once and for all, even though we've said this quite a lot, right?
You have, yeah, you've explained it.
The answer to the last Hit Bit, okay, was When Smokey Sings by ABC. That was the song, When Smokey Sings. The song is a reference to Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson had a backing group called The Miracles. That is where the miraculous clue comes in.
So what way did it work?
That's in. That's the end of it now.
So that's the end of it now.
I had enough now.
Here, you know, it's not the last time he's going to have to explain that, whether he likes it or not. I think we know that.
Anyway,
that is all behind us. The Hit Bit has been won. It went. It's gone. That means Magic Mike has come back to us. This is the day that we reveal the brand new Hit Bit. Although we're not playing at the moment, sure not. This is the reveal.
This is the first time play, yeah?
First time play, and then Damien will give it a spin later on.
20 okay. to 5, you can have a go. So here's something to think about until then.
Right, Mike.
Are you ready, boys?
Here, let's have it. Right, hang a second while I cut the music. And everybody, all ears.
When I play it, I want guesses from both of you, okay?
Okay, right.
Okay, here we go. That's it.
Oh, jeepers. Here, hold on now a minute. Go.
Oh, God, you're spoiling us.
Okay, hang on. All right, that's it. Three spins for you.
Ooh, definitely living on a prayer.
That's your... Bon Jovi. You do that every time. One of these days, to be fair to you, you will be right. I suppose if this goes on for about 600 years.
So you do your lotto numbers. You do what you do. You have your numbers and that's it and you hope for the best, yeah. My lotto number when it comes to the Hit Bit is living on a prayer, Bon Jovi.
How does anybody get anything out of that?
Well, I think there's a good bit to get out of it, actually. I do. I genuinely do. I don't think this one's that hard, actually. Listen again.
I'm going to go for...
imagine you got it right.
I'm going to go for Kim Wilde, Kids in America.
Not a chance.
Michael Bolton.
Oh, it's not Michael Bolton, PJ. I'm not going to pick Michael Bolton.
When you ever jump out of your comfort zone, Bon Jovi and Michael Bolton. There's more to in the world than Michael Bolton and Bon Jovi, you know.
Yeah, right. Of course there is.
Just realised I ruled two things out there. Shouldn't have done that. There you go. Yeah. Give you a hand now.
Right, so there it is. Right, give it to us one more time, Michael. There
Love
it is.
Love us if we can't be friends. Do it again. Go on, do it again. How can we start over? It never ends. How can we... It's definitely it.
I've just told you it's not it.
Yeah, throwing us off the scent. Look, throwing us off the scent.
So that's it. First chance to play for €500. Kicking it off at €500 later on this afternoon. 20 to 5 with Damien Farrelly. The brand new Hitbit. PJ will be referring to it as the brand new, all new Hitbit for about 8 months now.
The brand new, all new Hitbit. There it is, ladies and gents. You can call it the Michael Bolton bit or the Bon Jovi bit if you'd like to, but that's what it is. 20 to 5, Damien Farrelly, I'll give you a go.
Queen, I Want to Break Free here at Classic Hits, just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Right, time to do our Cheltenham charity bets. Remember, of course, when it comes to betting, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. We're doing this courtesy, of course, of Boyle Sports. Boyle Sports have come on board and they've given us our charity bet. And it's all in aid of the NCBI. That's the thinking behind us. And we're going to find out very shortly from Magic Mike how we did yesterday. We're going to get it straight from the... straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Let's do that then first, I suppose. Let's go straight over to Magical Michael, who has the results. Mike, having not checked, how did we get on?
Well, lads, I can tell you that you won a grand profit of €3.50.
Yay! Yay! Wow.
And Jim, you have to take credit for that because it's you that won the
€3.50. Oh, really? What was it?
€3.50.
€3.50 on Darver Star.
Wow. That's good. So we... Okay, it was. I know it was fictional money, but we potentially spent €50 to win €3.50.
Exactly.
Yeah, the money never existed, Jim. It's money for nothing. €3.50. Exactly. We're at the races, essentially.
Literally.
Yeah. So there you go.
So are we claiming that we're technically in profit?
You're in profit, essentially. Yeah. I mean, today you technically have, if you want to gamble it, €53.50.
No. I don't think we should gamble that €3.50.
Let's keep the €3.50. No, we keep the €3.50. We're into the good stuff there. We're gonna stick with the €50.
Shocking. And the other thing is, I'm calling out Kerry Dave. I've had no communications from Kerry Dave, who I was hoping would provide us with some fantastic tips. But he's gone off, he's in the cold.
Yeah,
he gave us tips yesterday, but it was too late. It was after the event.
Right.
We already placed our bets.
Okay. Well, that begs the question, though. What choices have
we
made on our
do?
Own?
Yeah. So do you know what you're going to do?
I do. Yeah. Do you want me to say?
Go on. Why not?
Right.
Why not?
So in the 14:50 or the 2:50, I still don't know if horse people use the 24-hour clock or not.
Right.
So I will the 14:50, which is the 2:50. I'm going for Dame de Compagnie.
Are you picking these based on not being able to pronounce them? Yesterday it was Fakir de Dudere.
Fakir de Dudere.
And today it's
Dame de Compagnie. Yes, Dame de Compagnie.
I'd love to hear a commentator doing that.
Well, yeah, some of they obviously
coming
do.
Up on the inside, it's Dame de Compagnie.
Well, if you're very careful, at around 14, about 3 o'clock today. You will hear a commentator going, and the winner is Dame de Compagnie. You're going to hear that.
Right, so what are you doing with that? Is that a win?
That's a winner. That's straight up because it's a favourite. So I'm going a tenner win on that. Yeah, going a tenner all in on that.
Fair play.
Tenner for the win with Dame de Compagnie. And then at the 15:30 or the 3:30, I'm going for Dynamite Dollars.
I had a look at that. You're going each way on that, though.
Great, then going each way on that. Yeah, I'm going each way on that because it's it's not. It doesn't look like he's gonna be absolutely dynamite and win, but he might have a couple of dollars, might have a couple of bangers in his back pocket. I'll get him over the line.
I think that's a good bet, buddy. I think that's a good bet.
So I'm going €7 each way on that.
€7
each way on that.
So that leaves you with €1, doesn't it?
It does, and I'm going for 50 cent each way on Langer Dan in the 16:50. He's 22-1.
Brilliant.
And you never know. You never know. It might be the one of the
Langer
day.
Dan.
Langer Dan. 50 cent each
Dynamite
way.
$5 and game to Kupatkanepany.
Game to Kupatkanepany.
Right, yeah. Okay. I can't compete with that. Right, I tell you, here's what I'm doing, okay? My win, my €5 win is going on Manila Indo. In
yes.
The 10 past 2.
Very
right?
good, very good.
So Manila Indo.
Manila Indo, very nice name.
That's my €5 win. And then my two each ways... I'm going 5 each way on Alpha Mix.
Alpha Mix?
In the 10 to 3. So
right.
The 250. Alpha Mix, 5 each way. And I'm going 5 each way in the last race of the day, the half 5. Escalane. I think it is how you pronounce it. Escalane.
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 Right, okay, very good.
That's my
And what's the story?
Way.
Have you researched these now and the fellas who does be sitting on them and everything? Or do you? Are you a...
Well,
you know a bit more about this than I do, is all I'm saying.
Well, no, it's kind of no. Look, this is literally the definition of hedging your bets.
Right.
Because actually, what I took into consideration here was the amount of places they'll pay out on.
Oh yeah,
right.
I never checked that
and stuff like that. And then obviously the exception of Manila Indo, which I need to win.
Right. Well, I went for Dynamite Dollars because I think there's only about 6 horses in that race. So if I don't get something
well,
out
in
of
fairness,
it.
That's not a bad bet because you've gone each way on it, and there's 2 very obvious. Kind of favourites because that's the race, isn't that the race with Chanson de all that sort of
it
carry
is
on all that, yeah.
Chancy Porsoy. He's in that Chancy Porsoy.
So there's 2 very obvious favourites, but in fairness Dynamite Dollars could sneak in there. If it got a third you'd be doing alright. What's it 14-1 or something?
Fed's 14s, yep.
Yeah.
So. There you go. So anyway, if you can get anywhere near Defy Dusul and Chancy Porboy or Chancy Sorsoy, we're laughing.
So once again, the 2 big warnings we always give with this is, 1, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. And the second warning we always give is, do not listen to us.
Yeah. Okay. Unless you want to win 350. Because I tell you, that didn't come from nowhere.
Right. Now, once again, just to help you out so you know what to avoid, Magic Mike is going to put our selections up on social media so you can check them out for yourself. But I tell you something. Having bagged €3.50 from yesterday's day one, I think you know what you're dealing with here, buddy, don't you?
You're dealing with a proper couple of Chancy Porsoys.
Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with. Yeah,
there's a Dan Langer in there as well, or a Langer Dan too.
There is definitely, yeah.
You better believe it.
Langer Dan and the Chancy Porsoy. There's a TV show on that is what
Absolutely.
There is.
Absolutely. That sounds like the greatest cop duo ever. Some guaranteed Irish, a good hide from Fergal Shockey here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes past 8. Stewart's Inquiry, PJ.
Oh.
Apparently, you know the way you've gone for Dynamite Dollars.
I do, yeah.
Are you sure there's 7 horses in that race?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is there definitely 7? Somebody was saying there has to be 7 horses in the race just to get to 3 places. Somebody else is saying there's only 2 places available for that.
Altior isn't running. So there's 6.
Yeah. So now Dynamite Dollars is going to have to come first or second.
Right, yeah. We're paying. Yeah, you can see it written there now. 1 to 2 places. Fart off life anyway.
Wait a second. I might win.
He won't win. He's not going to beat the Chancy Porsoy.
Come here, Magic Mike. Are we going to allow PJ to have a rethink as a result of that Stewards Inquiry?
No, yeah. I got, you know something? Don't worry yet. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Can I just... I don't want to interrupt you when you're doing me a favour. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
You're right. Don't change your mind.
But because every time I've changed my... Every single time I've changed my mind on a bet in the past, I've ended up regretting it.
Right.
And I think maybe Jeffy Dessoul or Chancy Porsoy... you never know what might happen. So
yeah.
I'm going to stick with Dynamite Dollars for second place.
They could fall into each other.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, he's an outsider. I went for an outsider. Grant, okay.
Yeah.
I damn you, Altior, for not running anyway. You've let everybody down. I hope you feel bad and you should feel bad. But I'm going to stick with him.
Now there's more people saying, actually, technically, there has to be 8 horses in the race to get a third place. So even if Altior had a run...
It's still his fault.
It goes to show that based on the amount of texts we get in every time we say anything, it really does highlight how little we know about horse racing.
I know. We're like the HSE. We literally don't know nothing about nothing.
We are struggling. Anyway, listen.
That was a terrible thing to say. The HSC, listen to them. Don't listen to anybody else.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
Listen to them and the World Health Organization.
As I said earlier, for God's sake, don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us,
yeah. Under any circumstances. But anyway, listen, best of luck if you are doing something today, but always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stops. And a big thanks once again to Boyle Sports, who have given us our charity bets for the NCBI. Yeah, MC Hammer, you can't touch this here at Classic Hits. Just 20 to 9. Breakfast table quiz on the way. 10 to beat. 087-188-0008 if you fancy taking it on. Nice prize to the Inishannon House Hotel. Yeah, the strains of House of Fun in the background there, because actually, it's an interesting kind of story, this, and I'd say there's a lot of people are going to hear this now and identify with this, because when we mentioned it earlier on among ourselves, Magic Mike was saying the same thing, that he's all over this.
He's all over this kind of stuff. You said you've done a bit of it as well.
I've done a bit of it myself.
And,
with me Dyson.
And I know, I've got one friend, yeah, which are Dyson.
Anyway, moving
Jeepers,
on.
Jim, like, talks about his Dyson. You know the way if you've ever met anyone who's bought the car of their dreams, right? And few of us have known those people. Like, they get themselves a Maserati or a Jaguar or...
Yeah.
You know, their car of their dreams. And they, like, they try not to brag about it, but they love it so much they want to talk about it. That's Jim and his Dyson, every so often.
Gave the old Hoover the service. I want to say, running like a dream. Running like a dream.
Actually, Jim, to be honest with you, I need to give it a clean.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll tell you, Jim, anyway, the pride and joy of that Dyson. And it was funny, because remember, the two of us were talking... You were like, I think I'll invest in it. I don't know. We were like, Jim, if you want one, you only live once.
Okay. Yeah.
You just only live once.
As midlife crises go, that's...
It was a fairly...
It's fairly shocking one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad one. You know what I mean? Wasn't a bad one. But an right. IT manager, so he's no real history in this, has built his dream home, and he's with the help of YouTube videos. That's all he's had. He's used YouTube videos only as his help. So this guy, his name is Graham Harley, he knocked down a 3-bedroom bungalow that he was sharing with his other half, Mandy, in Wales it is. He had no building experience at all, decided to design it, build it, fit it, plumb it, wire it, plaster it, glaze it, decorate it, the whole lot. It's a 5-bedroom house, he did the whole thing on his own with YouTube videos. That was, he had no experience with YouTube videos.
So literally every time he came to something
and a couple
here,
of
right,
DIY
here we go.
Books.
We're doing the... Doing the foundations, literally.
Yeah.
He literally YouTubed.
He went right, okay.
How to lay house foundations.
How to lay foundations for a 5, whatever. Like, and he actually did it. Now, he said his neighbours, he said it took months and months and months and months. And his neighbours were like, his neighbours thought he'd stopped working all the time. He's like, no, it's just...
I'm just learning.
I'm watching the bloody videos.
Yeah.
Taking them to...
That's mad.
It's amazing.
So, and he'd no building experience.
No building experience.
So every joint he had to cut, and every thing he had to everything he had to learn from scratch.
33 rafters were delivered on a truck, and he watched a few more videos when they came, and he single-handedly swung, levered and pulled them all into place. He felted them, he battened it, he tiled the house, he even mastered the roof's hips and all of that stuff. He said he did the lagging, layers upon layers of silvery cellotex, he describes it. He said that nearly broke him, and it was
pictures?
The hardest job of the whole lot. Like, if you Google through, you'll see some of the pictures. Yeah, you got some of the pictures.
The interesting thing is, like, it's one thing to do it. Did you do it right?
Like, yeah, no.
Will the house stand up?
It actually looks really well. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, like, would you touch? Can you move the house forward and backwards by way?
Would you be sitting in it, having your tea, wondering, I hope this stays up now.
Yeah, it looks like he did a great job. It looks like he did a great job.
I hope there's no strong winds tonight.
And the thing about this is, I feel terrible reading this. Right, I do.
Yeah,
I feel
so you should.
Yeah, I know. You're dead right. I feel terrible.
You being you know, like priming or putting yourself out there as a DIY expert, fronting DIY shows.
Oh my God! Last year, and this is a true story, right?
Yeah.
Last year, this is the only time I ever did it. So I was, you know, the way I was doing a corporate gig,
right?
And I had a new suit. I says I'm going to tie this tie the half winds or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or the full winds or one of them. Because I still use the schoolboy knot, and you can tell it's a schoolboy knot. This is YouTube. I'm going to YouTube. Like, this man built a house, Jim. I watched that for about 40 minutes. I was like, where is he putting his hand? Where is he putting his hand? And I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. And I went, I did the schoolboy knot and went in. I was so embarrassed. I still couldn't do it. Even after that gig, Then I was there, right, I'm going to get it done right. I had to go into a shop with the toy about a week after I bought it. It says, could you put a proper knot in that? And I haven't opened it since. I just slide it on and off. Even with the video, I couldn't learn it.
Oh,
and this brilliant. Man has built himself a 5-bedroom house. I don't know how anyone... It's like you have to have the talent for it anyway. You have
absolutely.
To. Like you and your Dyson. You need passion. You need passion in your life to pull these things off.
Blondie's Heart of Glass here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Quick happy birthday. In fact, a couple of quick happy birthdays. Laura Rigney. Happy birthday to you. She's 10 today. Mammy, Daddy, Laura and Martin. I wonder, is Mammy and Daddy Laura and Martin? Or is it Mammy, Daddy and then Laura and Martin as well?
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody called Martin Rigney. I wonder, is that his daughter?
Maybe it is.
He was a cameraman. I wonder, is it cameraman Martin Rigney? But anyway, Laura Rigney's the important one. Happy birthday to you, 10 today, Laura.
Happy very birthday, Laura.
And also a quick happy birthday as well to Jonas, who's in Cluny. 14 today, Jonas is.
Da, Daddy.
Happy birthday
happy
to you.
Happy very birthday.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
So this week it's a two-night getaway for two people with an evening meal included. It's to the fabulous Inishannon House Hotel, who are celebrating 300 years this year, the house being built in 1720. It's now open for the new season, Wednesday to Sunday, serving food from 12 to 9 p.m. It's also your ideal country house wedding venue. 30 to 200 guests they can cater for, so small to large weddings, and licensed for civil ceremonies as well. All of the information you'll need in InishannonHouseHotel.ie.
Yeah, and it's all for you if you can get 11 or more, 10 the score to beat on the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. And Tony in Wicklow is going to have a go. How are you, Tony?
Morning, PJ. How's things?
Not too bad, Tony. How are you getting on?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. How are you feeling? You know, coughs or splutters around like that now. Oh, very Tony. Cute. Put down the phone.
Yeah, I hope you have your mask on, Tony. Have you?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Good man.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a few people walking around with them yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Did you see any? No.
No.
Yeah,
so
I did a bit of mask spotting there yesterday walking around town. I saw a few people, all right, yeah?
Yeah. And it was definitely a virus thing, yeah? They weren't heading into rob a bank or anything.
I don't know, yeah. They weren't balaclavas, like.
Right, come on, let's get Tony in with a chance to win, will we? 10 to beat, Tony. How are you feeling about that?
Not bad. Sure, we give it a shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, that's the way forward. Right, 60 seconds to do it. Very best of luck, Tony. Here we go.
Chris Eubank is best known for what sport?
Boxing.
Which band had a big hit with tub thumping?
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, cafetiere is used to make what drink?
Coffee.
Whose Gangsta's Paradise was Britain's first chart-topping rap single?
Pass.
Coolio, complete the title of this classic novel, One Flew Over the What?
Cuckoo's Nest.
Which sport is contested in an arena called a velodrome?
Cycling.
How many G's are there in the word biggest?
One.
Two, in church music, what H is a song of praise?
Hallelujah.
Hymn, which island is the largest of the Canary Islands?
Lanzarote.
Tenerife, on which part of the body is a moccasin worn?
Your foot.
Yeah, which French term refers to the road closed at one end?
Cul-de-sac.
Chubby Who sang on the US single, yes, kettle and bongo are both types of what musical instrument?
Drum.
In the computer term email, what does the E stand for?
Electronic.
What do the stars in the US national flag represent?
The state.
Naan bread is associated with what cuisine? Indian or Chinese?
Indian.
Yeah, that's the job, yeah.
I tell you something, there was a little stutter in the middle, whatever, for a few of them, but...
Flying otherwise.
Great start, great finish. So, what did we end up with? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's great, well done.
Good stuff.
Fair play to you, Tony. That'll be a hard score to beat now.
Sure, we'll see how it goes.
Right. You must be happy with that, though, Tony. Yeah, 12.
Oh, of course.
Good score. Good score, man. Well done. Absolutely.
Tony's a man who won't be moved. He's waiting and see. He's holding on to Friday before the excitement.
Keeping his powder dry, is Tony. Listen, take care of yourself, man. And the very best of luck. Who knows? You could be. We could be talking to you on Friday. Hand you out that fabulous prize to the Inishannon House Hotel. Well done.
No problem, guys.
Cheers, sir. Take care.